Hello and welcome to my Blizzquake. I forgot the name of my own show. This is Ben, and we have a special guest today in the studio.
Howdy, folks. This is Rob.
Yeah, this is my friend from high school. His name is Robbie, or Rob, I guess he's going with now. Very importantly, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Great. Now we did all of the logistical things you have to do, so now we can just talk. Robbie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself. I'm a good friend of Ben's from high school. I am a year out of school now. School being college. That's like one of the synonym situations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Little dictionary talk tonight.
Very important. What the viewers are here for.
Right. I've always gone by Robbie, but when I went to college, I learned that I pronounced my own name wrong. So I kind of switched to Rob because I thought it was harder to mess up. So that's the scoop.
How did you find that out?
I went to Blaze Pizza, which is kind of like a mod pizza for those that don't know Blaze but do know mod. It's kind of like Chipotle for pizza. And I put in my name was Robbie, and they spelled it R-A-B-Y. And then I decided to go by Rob.
Yeah, I would have made that choice as well. I think that that's more of a profession that you are not. So
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, so Robbie's been in town for since last Thursday.
Yes, sir.
And this is his first time in Boston, if I'm correct about that.
More or less. College tours a long time ago, sure. But first time as a fully formed person.
Robbie was touring some schools on the Red Line, if you know what I'm saying. So
I don't even know what you're saying.
It means Harvard.
Oh, yeah. It was
yeah, very smart kid we got here in the studio.
I toured Tufts, too.
Yeah, toured Tufts, you know, as a safety, and you end up going to Northwestern. Very good school. Go Cats.
Go Cats, baby.
Go Cats, baby. And
meow. It's one of those cat noises.
Yeah, no, that we actually have a cat in the studio with us. He's getting into all the electronics, so can you move him back, Robbie? See, that's what cats sound like that. So this is Robbie's first time in Boston, more or less, and I've been trying very hard to find good things for him to do, but if you have any ideas for activities that are kind of like off the beaten path that Robbie would enjoy, please call in to 855-915-WMFO. That number is 855-915-9636 to suggest anything. One of my kind of off the beaten path ideas was the Maparium, so if you have anything in that direction, please call in. Robbie, what have been your takes on Boston so far?
I like Boston a lot. I'm from Chicago, and so I think Boston, of the cities I've been to on the East Coast, is the most Chicago-esque. I think it is small, which is nice, because it has felt familiar pretty quickly. Okay. Lovely green spaces in the city proper, which is nice, too.
That is nice. What has been your least favorite thing since being here?
I think staying at your place.
That's fair. I do have him on the couch. And it's kind of put together, I would say. Like, I have like a camping sleeping pad thing that is in the middle of this futon that we got. And I think does it hold it together? Does it work? Or is it...
It worked pretty well. Okay. I got through the night.
Yeah, but that has been your least favorite part. That's fair. Robbie has also been complaining to me a lot about... that he would describe Boston as lawless?
I think that the roads have been more lawless than I expected. I think that there is not enough respect amongst the cars, the bikers, and the pedestrians. And it can be dangerous out there, and you got to be careful. And I feel like there's a pretty lackadaisical approach to transportation here that I don't care for. But what can you do?
What can you do? Yeah, and Robbie has complained about the city planning, which is interesting to me because there wasn't a city plan, as far as I know. So that makes sense.
It does. I'm accustomed to the grid system, and I'm also used to having just like three directions that I can move in, or like the fourth is you're drowning in Lake Michigan.
Right.
So like here, there's diagonals, and there was like a vertical street.
There sure was.
That was a joke, because that's impossible. But... A lot of differences.
You'd be surprised. I'll take you on a little driving tour of Tufts after this, and you'll see the street that I lived on for 2 years, and that street very much was vertical, and it was particularly vertical with bald tires in the winter when it was covered in ice, and it was a miracle I did not slide into other cars, so...
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we'll do that. So the first song that you heard tonight, the first and only of the songs that we've played... Will you tell them a little bit about it? This was a Robbie choice.
I will. It's a song by Hydelic called Yours Forever. It is from an amazing video game, Tetris Effect, which really revolutionized the Tetris space. Gorgeous visuals.
Gorgeous visuals.
And sort of a psychedelic, both visual and audio experience. But Yours Forever is a beautiful piece about a mother and her newborn. And the unbreakable connection between parent and child, which really kind of fits the Tetris environment, I would say.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah, it's true. I was really skeptical upon Robbie showing up with his Nintendo Switch and saying we're gonna play competitive
Tetris. Yeah.
I thought that was going to be the worst thing I've ever done, and it turned out to be top 7. It was really good, and there was a boss that we were fighting. It was astrology-themed. It had, like Robbie said, and what you clearly heard, a beautiful soundtrack. So if you have a Nintendo Switch and plus or minus $20, burning a hole in your pocket, and two other friends at least, that's a good way to spend your time.
Yes, yeah. And bare minimum, hop on Spotify or any music listening platform, look up Hydelic. They make some great music, especially in Tetris, but in general, too. Give them a listen.
All right, and with that, we're going to play what I would consider to be less of a beautiful piece and more of a really good piece still. And we'll come back to you with more music and more talking in a little bit. So stay tuned. Busy thinking about boys.
I wish I had a better excuse. Like, I had to trash the hotel lobby. But I was busy thinking about boys.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Thank you for listening. We played a couple of songs for you. Like I said before, we played Boys by Charlie XCX, which is a classic of the show for any of our longtime listeners. Robbie also brought in a song of his choosing, which was...
Lone Digger by Caravan Palace. I think it's the epitome of electric swing music.
Yeah, you are... is that French electric swing or was it just regular electric swing?
So I think the group, Caravan Palace, I believe is French, but I don't know how much regionalism there is within the genre.
Okay. So you're more of an outsider, but you like looking in than
I'm a spectator.
Okay, yeah, spectator. Right, and I've never heard you produce French electric swing music, so
nor American electric swing.
Yeah, you're very eloquent with the production of end of it. But you are a long time listener.
Long time listener.
Yeah, and so while we were playing that music, I have for a little BTS for you guys. What Robbie and I did was we chit chatted. We caught up, and I learned that Robbie had a run-in with a bird.
I did. This was several months ago. Ben asked me if I had any funny stories, and this one counts. In the fall of this 2021, was in a really great routine of getting up early in the morning, like 5:30. I was going for runs by 6 a.m., and then I'm from Chicago, and so I'd finish my run and do a little meditation session on the lakefront. And the way that I learned to practice meditation is eyes open. It's all about learning how to be present in the world without feeling the impulse to respond to stuff. So I got really good at having things happen around me and not feeling like I needed to respond. And so, you know, for instance, someone would be walking their dog past me early morning and the dog's cute, but I learned not to feel like I needed to pet the dog. I could just acknowledge there was a dog and keep meditating. One time, you know, the water laps up and hits me and, you know, I don't need to scooch back. I can just acknowledge it. Hey, I'm a little wet now. Keep meditating. So I get really good at this. And one morning, I'm meditating and watching the sunrise and I see a bird silhouetted against the sun and it's flying to shore. And earlier in my career, I might have started fantasizing about this bird's story. Where is it coming from? Where is it going? But I got to a point where I didn't really need to respond. I could just say, oh, there's a bird. And so I watch motionless, not responding, as this bird flies directly into my crotch. And it just nuzzles in there. And then I was like, whoa, I gotta respond now. So I grab the bird, and then I feel terrible. I tossed it a few feet away
you
from me.
You tossed a bird?
Well, I had to respond. And then the bird, it was sleeping. But it was for sure sleeping. Like, I didn't kill the bird. I'm not admitting to that on the radio. It was definitely sleeping.
What are you...
But it was tired. It flew maybe all the way across the lake. But that was a crazy experience.
You killed the bird.
No. I helped it rest.
For how long?
A little bit.
Did it eventually?
Well, it wasn't there the next morning.
You killed a bird. You absolutely killed a bird.
The bird came after me.
It was self-defense.
It was self-defense.
I cannot believe you killed a bird.
I didn't. I'm almost certain. I did not.
Oh, I did not know what the middle or the end of that story was going to be when you described it to me the first time while we were playing music. And that is a crazy story. I know, there's just been a lot of run-ins with birds in my life. Like, I don't remember if I've talked about this on the radio, but I'll talk about it again. And I'm going to show Rob, this does have accoutrement of videos, but unfortunately I will not be able to show that to you on air, but we'll get Robbie's reaction live. So this is a story that happened to me in the winter, and I was taking photos. I found this cool bridge near BU, and I was trying to take photos just because, like, my dream is to take photos and put them in my apartment and print them out, whatever. And I identified this cool bridge, and I was going to take photos down the Charles River. Great. And I'm walking, and I notice, and I'm, like, looking down onto this bridge, and I just see, like, what I would describe as a lot of geese. I'm showing Robbie the video. That's a lot of geese.
That's several dozen geese.
Yeah, several dozen geese, and that's, like, a pretty good quantity of geese.
Yeah.
So we finish that, and then, great, a lot of geese. I acknowledge it. I move on. I don't need to, like, do anything with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then later I'm going down under where the bridge was to take more pictures. And I'm sort of in the middle of the geese. And between the first video, which was probably 30 minutes before this, and this video, there was a lot more geese. So here is the video that I took while in the midst of the geese. It's kind of like the beginning of a zombie apocalypse when there's just so many zombies and you're getting overpowered. Robbie's watching it, looks concerned. That's a lot of geese.
That's a whole gaggle.
How many would you estimate? You were a math major.
Yeah, but I never took geese mathematics.
Bird law.
I'm gonna say it's north of 10. It's really got to be about 80 geese total.
You think only 80?
I think you think more than 80? Oh yeah, that's a lot of geese.
That's like 1,000 geese.
I think 1,000's high. That's 200 plus geese.
Okay, but each one of those is like a 20-pound bird.
Yeah.
Like, that's a danger. That's a critical mass of geese.
That's any more, and space time kind of gets
Little. Yeah, Einstein's stuff right there. Do you see what those two people are doing in the middle? Those are the mother geese. There are two people in the middle of the swarm.
This is biblical.
I was going to submit this to like the
feeding it, or are they just following them?
We did not know, and it took us like an hour after this occurred to like process what we watched. I still don't know what they were doing, but these geese knew they were going to be there.
I don't like this video.
Yeah, I don't like this video very much.
One bit.
I'll post this on some social media maybe somewhere for anyone listening at home if you're interested. And then the other bird story that I have is that my sister was running and a bird flew between her legs on like the part of the run where your legs cross each other,
mm-hmm.
and she killed it. And with that, I'm going to play our next song, which is Chase Lounge by Wet Leg. Something for y'all to marinate with.
On the shades long, 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 on the shades long,
All right, that was Chaise Longue by Wet Leg. If you are a frequent listener, I play that all the time, and I really like them, and I would check them out. They have a lot of other good songs that I can't really play on the radio, but they are very good. So, yeah. Robbie has been racking his brain left and right to find some good stories. Sounds like there is one that he was dying to tell.
Yeah, this is another personal favorite. This is from April of my senior year of college. I wasn't qualified to be, but I was a career mentor for second-year students who were in the same business program that I was. And we were doing the orientation session in April for the spring quarter, since we were on the quarter system, not the semester system. And it was during COVID, a big COVID year, 2020 to 2021, when everything was still fairly new in terms of navigating COVID. And I really, during this orientation session, had a lot of empathy for professors and dealing with leading a classroom with unwilling participants over Zoom. I was leading a breakout room where I was supposed to answer kids' questions about the curriculum and the career advising resources. And I give my spiel on, like, of the 9 kids, 7 have their cameras off, 2 have the cameras on, but they're not really saying anything. I give my spiel. We have, like, a minute left in the call. I'm like, yes, I have any questions. I'm happy to answer any questions. I can do my stand-up set if you guys want that. And one of the kids said, yeah, can you do your stand-up set? And I wasn't expecting that. So I didn't have any material prepared. And so I go, I wasn't really expecting you to say that. Let me think for a minute. And then instead of a minute, I thought for like half a second. And then I said, you guys want to hear my Muppets impressions?
Oh, no.
And they didn't say anything. And then I said, animal play drums.
No.
Waka, waka, waka. And then the breakout room ended.
Oh, no. That's pretty bad.
I was mortified, but I also didn't care because I was graduating in 2 months and I was never going to see any of these people again.
Do you think they think about you?
I hope so.
I think I would.
I worked hard on those impressions, so it was good to get to share them.
Out of everyone I know, I think that you work the hardest on your Muppet impressions.
Yeah.
And you really make the Muppets a cute, like, cornerstone of your personality.
For better or for worse.
For worse often. I don't think
it's ever been for better, actually.
It couldn't even barely be for better. I don't know if you listeners out there have heard of DALL-E.
Yes.
The AI image generation service, platform, website, whatever. Revolutionary technology that Robbie has decided to use for evil.
It is shockingly good at putting the Muppets in situations they've never been in before. I have superimposed them into a variety of military conflicts. again, for better or for worse.
Yeah, and often, again, once again, for worse. Yeah, and I mean, my personal favorite is I love putting the Muppets into situations where they're robbing different stores, and it's a CCTV camera. I mean, it is a very powerful tool of imagination and wonder.
It is. It's a more realistic look at what the Muppets might be doing if they weren't bound by children's entertainment purposes.
Yeah, and it's important. It makes you think.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't make you think whatsoever. That's fair. Yeah, I think maybe right now we can do a little PSA. We kind of hit on these themes earlier today, where Robbie was describing his feelings walking around Boston and the safety of doing so. And if you'll bear with me, I would love to play some of that for you and have Robbie tell us a little bit about the safety of it. Once again, we do these PSAs to keep the show on the road, keep it happening. I'm just trying to find some like background music.
Should I wait for you to find the music?
I would love that. I would love that. You could stall. This is not what I was hoping to find. Okay. Nope, this guy's gonna talk. Hold on. You can just talk. We'll just skip it. We can pivot. All right, Robbie. Take it away.
I'll take it away. Ben talked about these PSAs keeping the show on the road and to keep you, your loved ones, and other folks on the road safe and sound. A little PSA about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. Life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
All right. Thank you, Robbie. Yeah, so that is important stuff. It is awfully dangerous sometimes in Boston. I know a lot of people who have had run-ins with cars. My housemate has had two different run-ins with cars, if I'm keeping track correctly. And I would say he probably wished he had zero. So, something to think about, just like the Muppets make you think. So, we're going to play more songs. We'll come back to you in a little bit.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions. Make no conditions.
Pick up lines. Oh my.
Hello, you are listening to 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is, will be our last song, and I will see you next week.
Sour candy on the table. Lazy afternoons in your sweatpants, watching cable.